We're going to read some of the names of the Palestinians, the people in Yarmouk camp who've died as a result of the siege. This is a list that was made by Amnesty International in March 2014, 1 year ago. Samer Mahmoud Nassar died of a lack of medical care following a shrapnel injury.
Suher Sinan died of starvation.
Mohammed Abdul Al-Ghani died of starvation.
Mahmoud Mohammed Al-Ayadi died of starvation.
Mohammed Hamad Qassem, 14 days, starvation.
These people, 3,500 of whom are children, have been struggling to survive for the past 2 years under a siege imposed by the Syrian regime that bars the entry of almost all food and medical aid. The siege has driven residents to eating cats and dogs, to foraging for grass or dandelion leaves for their families to eat, and feeding their children a so-called soup of water mixed with spices. Abdul Hay Youssef, 4 months old, starvation.
Adnan Ahmad, starvation.
Isra Al-Masri, starvation.
Mahmoud Shahada Al-Rafari, shelling by government forces.
Zuhair Umar Al-Zawir, starvation.
Mohammed Salim Qasim, lack of medical care following a brain hemorrhage. We remind the international community of its responsibility to protect this community of Palestinian refugees who are stateless and have continually been denied their right to return to Palestine since being expelled from their homes in 1948.
My name is Emily Churchill. So I lived in Syria between 2008 and 2009. I was studying Arabic, so I went as part of my Arabic degree. And I went to a party in Yarmouk in the beginning of 2009. And that's where I met my husband. And I lived with him in Yarmouk in 2009, and we got married there in the summer of 2009. It's very difficult to make people understand what's happening in Yarmouk. I think for me, as somebody who's from the outside but has lived there and has experienced it as a normal place, of course it was a refugee camp, and in many ways that isn't and shouldn't be normal. This is a community that was forced out of their homes following the foundation of Israel in 1948. They're living as stateless refugees with no citizenship anywhere in the world. My husband doesn't have citizenship of any country. But in other ways, it was a very lively, vibrant, alive place. Like, it was, we call it a camp. But it's been there since the 50s, so it was very built up. There are banks. Everyone in Damascus say, like, oh, it's the best place to go and buy clothes, go and buy shoes, cafes. We went to parties. We spent a lot of time just hanging out, socializing with friends and family. I got married there. Like, my wedding ring is from Yarmouk. It was a very, very happy period in my life. And I think having had that experience and then a few years later seeing pictures of babies starving to death, it's kind of unimaginable to me. Like,
Leila Khalid Da'adu, 4 months old, lack of milk.
Majid Mahmoud Suwaid, 34 years, starvation.
Mariam Abd al-Rahim, starvation.
Omar Omar Hussein, child, starvation.
Muhammad Mahmoud Bani Almeria, lack of medical care followed by heart attack.
Issam Mahmoud Qadoura, 60 years old, starvation.
And we want to remember today that they are not just numbers, they are human beings. And we need to respect them, and we need to support them and look at them in their eyes and remember them smiling and hugging each other, because that's what a human being does. He doesn't cover, he doesn't run to look for food in the sniper's fires. This is inhuman. This is something that everyone, no matter which color, no matter which nationality, we all have to stand against this.
Razan Khalid Awad, child, starvation.
Sahar Tawfiq, starvation.
Ahmed Abd al-Hamid Mohammed, 24 years, starvation.
Hassan Awad, lack of medical care, heart attack.
I'm Sara Khatib, and I left Yarmouk when I was 5 years old, but I still have loads of family stuck in the camp presently, and one of them is Abdullah al-Khatib. He's well known all over the media. Well, Yarmouk, as I remember it, was very beautiful, but now I can't say the same thing. I mean, when I watch all these videos on like Facebook, it's so heartbreaking because, like, for example, Palestine Mosque, now it's all bombed up. And I remember as a kid, I used to, like, go to, when it's Eid, I used to go and, like, play with the other kids and my cousins and friends and stuff, and now it's just, it's rubble, isn't it? It's supposed to be a place of worship, but it's gone.
Why should people be outraged about what's going on?
Because people are dying of starvation. It's 2015, it's... You know, this is, people need to be looking into this. People need to be angry. People need to know that just because they live comfortably, just because they're not expecting a shell to hit them and their kids any time at night, it doesn't mean we can't think about it. We always need to feel the pain of other people all the time. All this is so important, so vital. It just keeps you in touch with your humanity, doesn't it?